Hey, everybody. This is episode 63 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. I want to say thank you to every one of you who have subscribed to the podcast and for those of you who have left a review. I was reading through the reviews today, and it means so much to me. The challenging thing about a podcast is that you never know who's on the listening end, so it's encouraging for me to read your feedback. Thanks again, everybody. Today, we are talking about being people of integrity. In the year 1912, when the Titanic sailed, everyone called it unsinkable. It was not considered unsinkable because of its size, but because it was using a new design and technology. The new design was to build the hull of the ship and to divide it into compartments rather than it being just one unified hull. The idea was that if a few of the compartments were damaged or even flooded, the ship would still be able to float. But as we all now know, the Titanic sank, and 1,522 people lost their lives. When the integrity of the hull was compromised, the ship was doomed to sink. I've noticed that a lot of people make the same mistake the Titanic made. How? By trying to compartmentalize their lives into various segments. They'll say things like, this is my work life, or this is my home life, this is my social life, and this is my church life. We do this as if all these things are completely unrelated to each other. And this is a tragedy. Your heart, the core of who you are, impacts every area of your life. You see, if you have a strong relationship with Jesus Christ, it will make a difference in all aspects of your life. If you have a weak or casual relationship or only in an emergency relationship with Jesus, you will see the effects in all areas of your life as well. The problem with the Titanic was the various compartments were compromised and they filled with water. The integrity of the hull could no longer take the pressure and it broke apart. You see, compromise brings pressure. Think about it. In any area of your life where we have compromised, the pressure mounts. The more compromise, the more pressure. Eventually, there's a collapse. Integrity matters. What is integrity? Well, Webster's Dictionary says that integrity is the quality or state of being complete or undivided or incorruptible. There's a popular phrase in our society that says, what I do in my private life is my business and it has no effect on my public life. But I think we all know that is not true. What is in the heart eventually finds its way into our choices and our behaviors. Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. In chapter 10, verse 9, he said, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Integrity is a matter of the heart. The inner life of the believer is truly important. What we think about and allow our heart to rest on is based on a choice. You may not be able to control everything you see in the course of a day. You may not be able to avoid every passing thought or feeling, but you do decide where your heart and your mind will rest. The two most important questions of your life are, do I trust God, which determines your eternity, and can God trust me, which determines the kind of life that you will live? Are you trustworthy? Are you a person of integrity? We can be people of integrity because Jesus lived with integrity. He is our supreme example. If you've seen the photos of the Titanic, you know that it is now deteriorated from sitting underwater for so many years. Since the year 1912, people have talked about the Titanic in the past tense. We talk about what once was and how it used to be. And this is what happens when you lose your integrity and everything falls apart. People talk about what once was, the marriage I used to have, the family I used to have, or the ministry I used to have. While our God is about restoration, the process can be painful, and it's better to keep our integrity than to have to restore it. We guard our integrity by protecting our heart, by being faithful to our families, and by keeping our promises. And if you feel as if you can't do it, for some reason you can't live with integrity, I have good news for you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, God's divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness. Did you catch that? It says God's divine power has given you and I everything we need to live a godly life. Here's today's challenge. A commitment to integrity can start today, not in your own strength and power, but through His power that lives within us. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you feel this episode would be helpful to others, I would be so honored if you would share it today on social media. And be sure to check out show notes for today's episode at 5minutediscipleship.com/63. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.